Let's say hello to the director of amateur scouting of the Calgary Flames, Todd Button. His group has completed what we thought was going to be 9 and turned out to be 10 selections at the 2024 NHL draft. Todd, you got to be feeling pretty accomplished. That's 10 new players to join the Flames organization. I know that you always are excited about the draft class, but this one's bigger than normal. 10 new players. How you feeling?
Really good. I think, Condy did a great job getting all these picks as the year went on, and he faced some challenging situations with some UFAs. So this is basically the time you turn the page now. Now we got all these picks in our pocket and prospects, and we got names to them. So I'm excited. The group's excited. Management's excited. So it's the next step.
We'll go through all 10 players and get the Flames scouting group's thoughts on them in just a second. But when you are going through a draft like this, I mean, you've had years when you've only had like 4 picks, and I know that you've talked about keeping the group engaged and all that type of stuff. But when you don't need to be manufacturing engagement, like, take us through or behind the curtain. What's happening at the draft table when it seems like your group is up every 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think you're trying to stay on top of things. And the biggest thing you do, you have your list, you're ready to do that. When we exhausted our list and went to the area guys, then you try and generate like 4 or 5 names for each pick, so you can then sort it further from there. And we vet that through Don Maloney and Connie just to make sure they're on board with that, and you go from there. So they were engaged completely. It was a great day for us, and I tell you, it's a lot better having a pick every 30 minutes or 20 minutes.
And every two and a half hours.
Every 30 days.
Yeah, which believe me, it's not the greatest doing a Calgary show waiting for the next pick. All right, it's the second round. Okay, fifth round. No, this was a lot of fun for us as well. Okay, take us through kind of the middle of today when you were slated to go 106, 107 back-to-back, and you take Trevor Hoskin at 106, and then you trade down. You know, what is that process like? Because I would imagine it comes together really quickly, especially with back-to-back picks like that.
Philadelphia had talked to Connie a little bit before that, so we knew that that was a possibility.
Okay.
So we generated a list of names, and a few of them went, and the one name, Terry Doran really, really likes this Hoskin kid, Trevor from Coburg, going to Niagara. So the fact that he really liked him, we were not going to move off of him. But the part where I talked about getting 5 or 6 names, like, we had a lot more for those 2 picks, so we said, okay, we think we can move down and get a couple more picks a little later, and maybe we get 2 or 3 of those names, and we got 2 of them.
So you had a group of 3, yeah, and you
we
got
had
two
a group of,
them? Of
about 13.
Okay.
And then so when we decided to go down, we were not moving like 106, we got 2 out of the 3.
And I know when I spoke to you on Thursday.
I'm sorry, like 2 out of the 3, like our last 3 picks were all in that group.
Yeah, okay, that's right, what I mean. Yeah, right, okay, right. Yeah. When I spoke to you on Thursday, you said, Connie, don't move 9, don't move 28, don't move 41. We want to select those guys. Eagle Eye Vickers, he saw that all 3 names were sewn on to those jerseys, which is pretty good indication that the organization liked these guys. Parekh, Gridden, Basha, if you were to have told me on Thursday what you were thinking for those 3 picks, would those guys have all come up?
In terms of,
like, if you were to predict what you might get, like, would you have thought you were going to get those 3 guys? Pretty confident in it?
Well, Parekh, we didn't know for sure, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was they were basically in our top 25, those 3 picks,
okay,
right? I thought we had a better chance at Basha at 41, and I thought we had a good chance at Gridin at 28. So it was, you know, the group was what it was, and we saw a lot of names on the jersey.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So that's a Peter Hanlon task, and he was up to it as he usually is. But the kids were all on our radar, right? So it was, again, exciting, and satisfying to know at the end of last night what we had in the first two picks, and then starting out today, it just got better and better for us.
Yeah, Peter Hamlin's pretty first class. That's, that does not surprise me.
Yes, and he's got to carry the bag with all the jerseys, so that's why he's so slim.
Yeah, there's no kidding. All those military presses. We're talking with Todd Button, the director of amateur scouting. Let's go through the class of 2024. Zane Parekh and that was, as you said, you had no idea how the first round was going to play out. But when you got up there to number 9 and were able to select Zane from the Saginaw Spirit, what makes you so excited about him?
Well, I think for a lot of these picks, right up until even today, like, skill and hockey sense, like, he's got it in spades. He can skate. He's got swagger. He's got ability to hold on to pucks and wait out offensive guys. It's like Dave Nona said, like, I saw one play where he held on to the puck and he moved the guy like it with magic, how he moved him out of the way and then he made a play. So that poise with the puck to wait to the last minute when guys are on you is it's high end. That's hockey sense, and he's got the hockey sense and the skill to pay off the poise.
And I would imagine he interviewed off the charts as well.
Why is that?
Just based on...
Could you talk to him?
Yeah, I was... He was like... He was engaged and he might as well have been hosting the show.
he's really neat like that. And obviously, you know how smart a kid he is. And sometimes when you're a scout, you're like, this guy's way smarter than me. Like, especially at that age, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was good. He was, you know, like, we do a process all year interviewing these guys. So we probably talk to him, like, not me personally, but our staff, like, 3 or 4 times. And Matt Brown told us. He said, when you see this guy at the combine, you guys are going to be blown away.
Yeah.
And we were.
Okay, so similar responses we had.
Exactly.
What about Matvei Gridin at 28 overall? You go to the USHL and Muskegon. What's the book on him?
Again, hockey sense and skill. He's a real cerebral player. He's explosive. He doesn't skate first. He thinks first, and he waits it out, and he sees the play develop. And then when he makes his decision, he's very explosive. Then he goes. Leading scorer in the USHL, need offense. He's a left shot right winger. Size, skating ability.
And Michigan, like, he's got some options for what happens next, right? Could go major junior, could go Michigan, is kind of what it feels like on social media. So he's got some options, too, in terms of what's next.
Correct. And I think I'm not speaking for the kid, but I know I assume he's going to be selected in the CHL draft on July 3rd. And then his representation will get together with Connie, and they'll make a decision, I assume.
What about Andrew Basha and the Medicine Hat Tigers? He, as you said, you're like, yeah, we were hoping he was going to be there at 41. He was there at 41. Calgary kid, and you get one of the top scorers in the Western Hockey League in your first pick of today.
I'm going to repeat it. Smart, skilled.
And hockey sense.
Smart, skilled, quick. Like, he's quick in small areas. He makes a lot of good small area plays. Like he played in obviously, when you're into C. Lindstrom, you see a bunch of other players. And he was so dynamic before his injury. And they just seem to click together, him and Lindstrom. And he finds people, the eyes and the vision. So excited about, again, like, the skill, hockey sense part of his game really complements the group, most of the guys we picked.
Same with Jacob as he goes next. Jacob Battaglia of the Kingston Frontenacs at number 62nd, or number 62 overall, rather. Same type of attributes?
He's, you know what, Fred Parker really liked this kid. That was he was on him early and followed him. And there was a coaching change where we think really helped his game, and he took off. But Fred's description of him is junkyard dog. He's thick, he's strong, he bounces off people. He's really, really good in traffic. He's got enough skill and hockey sense to finish and create offense. I think the mentality, the culture, was what Fred really liked first, and then the skill parts came after.
Another high-octane OHL defenseman. You had Zane at number 9, and then at number 74 in the third round, you go Henry Muse out of Ottawa. Just that offense pops off the page again, hey?
So we had the order we had, but we had a discussion at before the Battaglia pick, and again, Fred Parker's right in Ottawa. He knows the family, and, like, we said, there's no question after we took Battaglia that if he was there at the next pick, we were taking him. And now I was joking with Brad Pascal. I said, in Penticton, there's no excuses. We got Berstowicz and Parekh and Muse. That power play better be humming.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's usually the hardest thing. Power plays in Penticton are like they're sometimes the hardest things to watch. With those three guys, it might be pretty exciting.
Yeah,
that's
a good point. Put Matvei in there, and then you know what? No excuses for those guys.
Well, and we'll get to the goalie in a second, but those numbers that Trevor Hoskin put up, 100 points in Coburg, that might not be bad on that power play either, hey?
Yeah, so I don't know Trevor as well. Terry Dorn really liked him. We saw him play at the World Junior A Challenge, and he was really good there. But that's he's skilled, he's slight, he's gone through draft. But, I mean, again, it's this hockey sense and the skill. So, like I said, it's amazing how many guys we think we acquired with those attributes, and not just average, like above average to elite in some of these guys.
Okay, we'll finish off with the goaltender, just because I always like to hear about how you go to goaltenders. So let's go to Luke Misa. We're chatting with Todd Button, director of amateur scouting. You know, for a lot of people were surprised that Luke was still available in round five. You get him at 150th overall, 80 plus points with Mississauga this year. He's some more high end skill right there.
Skill and hockey sense. A little bit smaller package, but again, when the value's there at the right time, and we saw Luke a lot. He's right down the road. You know what? He's there. When I said before the draft that it was a good draft and it was deep going into the, you know, 5-6, and people kind of like they're not sure, that's a perfect example of a guy you get at 150 and the quality of this draft.
Okay. Not as small a package as Hunter Lang. That is that's a big boy that you pick at 170th overall. This was the other pick you got from Philadelphia. You go to Prince George in the Western League for Hunter Lang. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, I don't know if I should spoil it for everybody. Maybe Connie wants to say it. That's Quinton's son, by the way.
Yes, that is Quinton Lang's son. That's right.
So we had him late on our list, but the key contributor to this pick was number 12. So,
We wondered a little bit about
Kelowna
that.
Family and everything.
He's a rink product, isn't he?
I'm not sure, because our West guys like him. Rob Sumner liked him, and Cruz, they really liked him. They had, like I said, we had him all year, but Jerome came in and he finished a deal for us for sure.
Okay.
As far as he knows the kid, he knows the family. They're in Kelowna. So I don't know, Hunter, as well as some of the other guys we picked, but now we got him right in Jerome's backyard, so there'll be a lot of wrestling matches with Hunter and Jerome and those guys doing the role. But they're like, I know our West guys were excited about it, and Connie seemed to take up a little more excitement when Jerome said, oh yeah, that's the guy.
Okay, so. And another Western League kid, Eric Jameson at 177, defenseman in Everett. He's your last skater. Tell us about him.
So he was on our list last year, and he went through the draft, and you know, we just kept tracking him this year, and every year from his underage year to last year to this year, he's shown remarkable improvement. We know his background. He's a worker. He's a gym rat. He wants to make a difference. Just keep improving, keep doing it. So, again, I can't say I had anything to do with that. Those are the scouts out at, like I said, beating the bushes and tracking a guy from last year to this year, like, That's how the process works. You never want to lose track of guys, and this guy developed enough to the point where our Western guys really like him.
And let's wrap it up with the goaltender you take in the third round, 84th overall, Kirill Zarubin out of Tula Mikhailov in the MHL. So this is a Jordan Sigalet pick. We know that. Siggy and his goaltenders. How does this pick get made? Like, is Jordan like right hovering over you at this point? Take us through this process.
He was up at the top of the sphere, hovering in a different way. But I want you to say that name again, because I couldn't even pronounce it. I just said from Russia.
Tula Mikhailov. Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying it
correctly. No, you linguists are so good. It's always impressive.
A real linguist listening. Over here.
So, yeah, no, he was on Jordan's list, and like we know, the goalies go and when they go, and they start going in groups usually, and he told me at around the 55th pick, like, it's probably too early for him, but I would really like this guy in the third round. So, you know, then we took Battaglia, and then so we opened up, like, okay, maybe the next pick or the pick after. So when Muse was still there, I just told him, I said, next pick, he's your guy.
We have to take this
guy. It's 10 more. I said, next pick, if that's the guy you want, then we'll take him now. And he said, absolutely, take him. So that's how we got him. But it's a total Jordan Sigalette product.
It's cool, so. The communication, how you work with your area scouts, how you work with Siggy and his crew. You've got your eyes. Obviously, Craig and the hockey ops department are all over it. I just find it so fascinating how, and you don't always, you get 3 minutes when you're on the clock. And I know that you're prepared more than that, but I always find it so fascinating how y'all work in conjunction and make it happen.
Yeah, and Jordy was up top right in the suite, but because just you have so few seats at the table, but that's how it works. You have to be prepared to do it, and we knew where Jordan, what range Jordan wanted it, so going to the table, we knew where he wanted to take every goalie, so it wasn't a surprise to us. It was just making sure that I stayed in contact with him, because especially like we talked about at the start, you can lose track of people quickly. So we told the scouts, you have to come to us, like we might lose track of your players, so you come to us. And they were all really like, the engagement was unbelievable, and then Jordan had to go a little bit different because he was up top.
Yep. Feeling accomplished? He's good?
Of course. I mean, it's exciting. Like I said, I'm excited for before I was excited, and now looking to the future and what we've done with the club right now and adding all the skill and the hockey sense, it's exciting.
Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this, Todd.
No problem.